Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Cabaret, where we feature the best of our Front Range musical talent playing live for you at 4700 Walnut Street Studios. Tonight's special guest is the Big Willie Palmer Duel. All right, guys, the show is yours.
We're going to start out with a little instrumental called Chillin'. We're so happy to be here tonight in the studio with Dan. I always love the Cabaret show and been, you know, a long time listener, so it's really good to be here and sharing some music with you all.
But a poor boy looking for a home. Oh, the blues ain't nothing but a poor boy looking for a home. So I'm down on his corner, tired and all alone. Landlord said, boy, you ain't paid your rent. Oh, the landlord said, boy, you ain't paid your rent. Well, I had it in my pocket, but it's already spent. Blues ain't nothing but a poor boy looking for a home. Oh, the blues ain't nothing but a poor boy looking for a home. I'm down on his corner, tired and all alone. To the crossroads, sat down on a stump. Oh, I went to the crossroads, sat right down on a stump. I was looking for some mojo, get me over this hump. Blues ain't nothing but a poor boy looking for a home. Oh, the blues ain't nothing but a poor boy looking for a home. I'm down at the crossroads, tired and all alone. Stood on a hilltop, looking over the town. Oh, I stood on a hilltop, looking over the town. If I had me some money, boy, I'd walk on down. Blues ain't nothing but a poor boy looking for a home. Oh, the blues ain't nothing but a poor boy looking for a home. So I stood on a hilltop, tired and all alone. There's a good woman somewhere, take me in, I know. There's a good woman somewhere, take me in, I know. Oh, until she finds me, I'm just a lonely hobo. Blues ain't nothing but a poor boy looking for a home. Oh, the blues ain't nothing but a poor boy looking for a home. So I'm up on this hilltop, I went down to the crossroads, looking for my home. Tired and all alone. Tired and all alone. Tired and all alone.
All right.
Sometimes it seems you've traded your dreams for an 8-hour shift and a meal. That's all you got, well then life ain't so hot. Gotta find something to keep it real, yeah. Brother, I'm looking for a better deal. I never knew I had it so good. Grass is always greener. I'd try it if I could. I know I would. Sometimes it's true, your dreams work for you. Things get rosy for a while. Life's not a game for the wild and untamed. They're just ruled by what they feel, yeah. Brother, I'm looking for a better deal. I never knew I had it so good. Grass is always greener. I tried if I could. Well, you know I would. I made my stand, now I'll take my stand. Take another turn around the wheel. I never know another way to go. I'm trying to keep it real, yeah. Brother, ain't no better deal. I never knew I had it so good. Grass is always greener. I tried if I could. Well, you know I would. I never knew I had it so good. Grass is always greener. I tried if I could. Oh, you know I would. I played my hand, and now I'll make my stand. Take another turn around the wheel. I never know another way to go. I'm trying to keep it real, yeah. Brother, there ain't no better deal. Brother, there ain't no better deal. Oh, brother, there ain't no better deal.
All right, good evening, everybody. You're listening to the Big Willie Palmer Duel. Hey, welcome, guys, and thanks for coming tonight.
Yeah, we're sure thanks. Happy to be here. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
We have Big Willie on guitar, and we have Mark on guitar. Two guitar players, but, you know, you guys are making me feel like I'm in a coffee shop in Greenwich Village, like in the 60s, and the night before Ramblin' Jack Elliott played or something. So
I love Ramblin' Jack. I actually saw him, if everybody saw him a couple years ago at a Boulder Theater, he came out with Todd Snyder and Ramblin' Jack.
Oh, jeez, that's a pair.
That was beautiful.
Did he play any music?
He came out and played a few songs. He kind of shuffled out to his chair and sat down, and boy, it was a thrill to see old Ramblin' Jack still picking tunes.
If I could digress with a story, I was volunteering in the 90s at Swallowhale, and the opener went on, and this old man comes in, and I thought he just, you know, I don't know who he was. He looked a little disheveled, and I said, "Sir, you can't go in there now. The opener's there." And the guy goes, "Now, how come you don't have pictures of Ramblin' Jack Elliott everywhere? You should have them from ceiling to floor. How come that is?" And, like, I was taken back by that. So I said, "I don't know. Maybe he's not very photogenic." And then it turned out to be Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
he told Ramblin' Jack he wasn't very photogenic.
Yeah, well, he's not going to be on that one. So anyway, no, I like it. So we were talking the other day, and you told me this amazing story, how, you know, you play the guitar so well, but yet you picked it up at age 40?
I did. I bought my first guitar at age 40. I went to Rob's Music. Oh, my God, Boulder Icon, you guys. Liquor Mart's gone, too, right? Rob's Music used to be right there by Liquor Mart. I went into Rob's Music when I turned 40 for my 40th birthday and bought a $600 Dean guitar because it was something that I always wanted to do, and I guess part of my midlife crisis, I don't know, but I kind of sat in the corner of the bedroom, like, you know, like many people. I bought it with all these great intentions, and I learned a GCD, you know, and then it sat, and but I met some folks, and so anybody coming to Musical.ly, and I encourage you to, you know, pick up an instrument, and you get an opportunity to play with some people. So here's a big shout out to the Nasal Ridge Pickers. I know some of y'all might be listening. I started playing with those guys in 2008, Bluegrass Jam Group, and we play in each other's living rooms every Thursday night, and they were a big part of, you know, starting to play with those guys, of just progressing and getting better, and you're very encouraging, and I did my first performances with those guys. We played a couple parties. A couple of the members work at NCAR, so we did some Christmas parties at NCAR up the hill race, and a couple of weddings, retirement parties. And I it was kind of like, oh, I really like this. I want to get better and keep learning. And I bought a guitar and a Happy Traum book.
And, oh, Happy Traum. So yeah, from Woodstock, yeah.
If y'all remember Happy Traum. And never too late. I somehow along the way became, a singer-songwriter. I just started writing songs and loving that, just following your passion.
So, and then I know both Willie and Mark from Mad Dog Blues Band, and you were with them just recently.
For about 2.5 years, I played with Mad Dog Blues, and I sat in originally when one of the guitar players had some business he had to take care of back east and wasn't out here for a while, and then started playing with those guys. It's just been wonderful. And Mark, I played with before. Mark and I met doing open mic stuff in Lafayette at the Can of Mine 10 years ago, and I was always admired his playing, and I was very humbled the first time I asked Mark to, like, sit in on a set with me. And he's like, "Sure, I'll play music with you." And I'm like, "Oh, my God, really?"
Now what did I do?
Which is weird for me, because I was always like, I'll sit in with anybody as long as I'm playing something, because I'm getting better, you know, and
sure,
meeting all kinds of new different – and we had all kinds of small duos and trios and projects that was born out of that. I started going there, Ken and mine in Lafayette, in about 2008, every Wednesday for probably 6-7 years.
Until the pandemic, really.
Yeah. And people just, the place just got bigger as far as like attendance and people coming in from Boulder or whatever. And
cool.
Had this cool little thing going on. And so whoever was available, really, we would team up and we would play in the back room and work through songs for...
We'd go in the back room and learn songs for 10 minutes and then go play them on stage.
Wow.
And everyone thought we had been playing forever, but, it, you know, we were... There's probably 12 musicians that were constantly rotating in and out of each other's sort of... You know, and it was all local for the most part, but Mad Dog was kind of part of that.
Absolutely. So between like the Nasal Ridge Pickers and then the community at Open Mic, that was my kind of impetus to continue and get better, and where I truly just developed a passion. And then a friend who doesn't live here anymore, he moved back to Indiana, but my wife will always curse him for being the one that taught me about what good guitars sound like. And so my first, like, really good guitar tone, I was a 66 Gibson J45. That's where I fell in love with good guitar. I'm playing a Thompson quadruplet, rosewood and spruce tonight. But, yeah, I graduated from $600 guitars to maybe ones that were a little more expensive along the way.
So, and you don't want to say right now in case your wife is listening?
No, well, I think she probably is listening. We just won't talk about how much they cost or how many there might
be. Don't want to remind her. Yeah, I got things I got to hide like that too, you know, for my wife. So,
but Mark is one that, I mean, look at his guitar. He's played the day. He's one that I admire in that way, that he's like knows what he loves. He plays his, you know, Taylor, and he just plays the daylights out of it. If you guys could see, this guitar's got wood missing on the sound hole from his big fingers and everything else. And He plays it wonderfully. So you don't need an expensive guitar to play well. Mark plays way better than me, and his guitar is not as expensive as this one.
Mark, are you been playing guitar all your life?
Yeah, I started probably when I was 11 or 12. Yeah, and it was mostly rock, electric stuff. You know, I didn't really start getting into playing acoustic until college.
Oh.
And then, which was the 90s for me. A couple parties here and there, and then... I studied a little bit as well in Arizona, and I came out to Grand Junction to go to Mesa State, and I met a couple people, and then I had played basketball there too.
Mesa State
and Mesa Community College in Arizona. And I remember specifically talking to my coach in the car in Arizona one time, and he was asking me about my guitar playing, and I said, yeah, I love to do it, and it'd be cool to do it more some days. Like, oh, you have all the time in the world once you're finished with basketball to pick up and just start playing.
Oh, you know? I see.
And that's, I remember that, him telling me that. I'm like, it gave me kind of the license to just like, yeah, I'm just going to keep playing and playing and playing and playing. And I don't know where it's going to take me, but it's been great for me. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I've liked what you guys have done with Mad Dog Blues and some of the songs you played on and everything, some of the songs you've written on. And so this is kind of a treat for me to see you guys together like this. So
yeah, different from the big band.
Yeah. No, it's wonderful. Were there any originals in that first set?
They were all, everything. It's all originals.
Wow.
We're not doing any covers. Everything tonight is written by either myself or Mark. And yeah.
Okay. Was that second song, the Poor Boy, was that on the Mad Dog Blues?
That was on Family Reunion.
Family Reunion.
2020 double CD.
Yeah.
And, which was, yeah, that one's on there.
Yeah,
on the Mad Dog Blues, you can hear that on Mad Dog Blues Family Reunion. Mad Dog Family Reunion 2020. We were fortunate. My Mad Dog is always, you know, driving that band so well. But there were a couple of grants. There were grants possible in 2020 because of musicians having their whole gig schedules, you know, die. And so one of them was Joe Bonamassa's foundation, whatever. But Mad Dog got a grant from there and somewhere else, and that was what funded that album.
Oh, okay.
It let us go into the studio in 2020.
All right.
Which was way fun.
Well, when we come back on our next break, we can talk about where you'll be playing in the not too distant future.
Yeah. Well, and so this next song I want to bring up here is actually one that I wrote earlier this year, kind of just about getting older, but the chorus changes a little. So you definitely hear some bluegrass country. You'll hear lots of influences in our music. This one's probably a little more bluegrass for sure.
Okay.
But this chorus talks about you know, life without passion. We've got to have passion in our lives. You know, I always say there's more to life than work and TV. And that was kind of, you know, before I started playing guitar, I used to build model railroads.
Oh.
And I've never been the TV guy. So I traded model railroads for guitar.
Yeah.
And this one's called Climbing Up the Hill.
Great.
Nice. We're all climbing up the hill. 21 don't last forever. Gonna have some good times before they're gone. Oh, Daddy always said there'd be plenty left for later. If you have a choice, son, take the road that's long. Or the short and easy road most folks choose to follow. Going fast, don't get in their way. With stop and go, place or show, it doesn't really matter. As long as there's a time when they get paid. But you miss out on so much of life, son. Can't slow the passing of time. Life without passion, like springtime without flowers, like tequila without any line. We're rolling on, yesterdays are gone forever. Rolling on, looking out for sunny weather. Rolling on, sailing on a cool breeze. Flowers bloomed, I saw them. Limes have all been squeezed. Oh, 21, and the numbers just get higher. 21 seems like a fading dream. When you wake up in the morning, look into the mirror, remembering the night and all it seems. Yesterdays are gone forever. Rolling on, looking out for sunny weather. Rolling on, sailing on a cool breeze. Flowers bloomed, I saw them. The limes have all been squeezed. But you miss out on so much life, son. Can't slow the passing of time. Life without passion, like springtime without flowers, like tequila without any line. See, you miss out on so much of life, son. Can't slow the passing of time. Life without passion, like springtime without flowers, like tequila without any line. Yeah, life without passion, like springtime without flowers, like tequila without any line. Now we're going to have Mark sing one. This one of his making called Just Like Mama Said.
Cool. Look forward to this one. We're with that Big Willie Palmer duo tonight. Thanks for tuning in.
I think we're going to do this in the Mad Dog Band as well. So.
Oh, wow.
We're working it up. Should have been a builder, top down from the inside of the outside. I could have raised some children so I could protect them from the blind side. Just like Mama said, just like Mama said, feels like helter skelter. Shaking down from the south side of my pride. I could have phoned the elders to save them from the dark side. Just like Mama said, just like Mama said. Could have been a builder, so I could stand on a rooftop to the sky and calculate the filters that I would need to nail down and untie. Just like Mama said, just like Mama said. Now I play the Riddler, top down from the inside of the outside. Now I hear the fiddler playing the answers to me back in time. Just like Mama said, just like Mama said, just like Mama said, just like Mama said.
Pretty heartfelt.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable.
Thank you.
For our listeners at home, both guys alternate on lead. So sometimes you'll hear one playing lead or you'll hear the other one playing lead. So
the good ones are Marks.
I don't know. I think they're both good. Yeah.
And, keep it going here. This is nice one song, to celebrate where we are right now. It's called Summer's Here.
Yes.
Kids in the yard, folks on a porch. Sun's so hot, we're all getting scorched. Got it made, sitting in the shade. Give me a glass of that lemonade, yeah. Summer's here, mama. Time to get right down to it. Summer's heat coming on. Take it underground. Say, Big Willie, come. He bring the whole place up. He make the guitar swing. He make the good girls strut.
playing that jive, hanging right on a beat. We got the whole place jumping, moving her feet, yeah. Summer's here, mama, time to get right down to it. Summer's heat coming on, we ain't fooling around. Gotta stop for a minute, catch me a breath of air. Fetch that lemonade off of my chair. Get a couple more ice cubes, a three-finger shot. Oh, baby, it sure is hot, yeah. Summer's here, mama, time to get right down to it. Summer's heat coming on, we ain't fooling around. We got ribs on the bar, we got ice cold beer. We got music, well, it's all right here. Now Big Willie Dunn, he put his guitar down. Folks kinda foggy, just stumbling around. Good girls straighten out their party dress. It was a hell of a party, I must confess, yeah. Summer's here, mama, time to get right down to it. Summer's heat coming on, now we're breaking it down. Break it down now, Mark, yeah. Summer's heat coming on, we ain't fooling around.
All right, tonight you're with Big Willie Palmer duo, and which consists of Big Willie Palmer and Mark Kazakowski.
Kazarowski.
I knew I should have just said K. Kazarowski. And anyway, that. It's great. You guys just always just do acoustic then? Is that what it is, an acoustic
yeah,
duo?
Yeah, we kind of do. With the big band, so on, we'll talk about this when we talk about shows, but we've got a B&L Railroad show coming up, which is a six-piece band that I'm so fortunate to lead. Mark plays a lot of electric in that, and I sometimes will get my ES-335 out and play a little electric with that band. We have drums, and it's kind of, we want to be loud and a little more rocking. So.
Cool, that was a pretty rocking tune, too, so awesome. Yeah.
It's definitely fun. And I guess you want us to keep going? Or
yeah, why don't we? I didn't mean to jump in, but why don't we do one more song and we'll come back and talk about those big
gigs?
So this
one, I guess I want to say, I don't want this to be any kind of a trigger thing. We have a friend who was playing and did a song with Gypsy and the name and the word whatever, and some people kind of got a little upset. Let me just tell you, I came to Boulder as a 17-year-old kid in 1979. And this song is a little bit of a true story. And the person that I'm referencing in this song, the song is titled The Gypsy. This person identified as a gypsy. So this was their identity and what they did. So I don't want anybody to be certainly not offended by that story of my youth.
When I was just a young man, traveling on the road, had no direction, didn't have no home. Well, the gypsy told me, son, you better watch your step. Said the road you're traveling bring you to your death. Hey, gypsy woman, how come you know so much? Think you're so connected, but you're out of touch with my mind. She said you run with wild women, smoking too much weed, and if the cocaine don't kill you, the cheap whiskey will. You'll never tame those wild women, they'll only bring you pain. They'll ride you till you're broke, son, leave you in chains. Hey, gypsy woman, you know so much. Think you're so connected, but you're out of touch with my mind. Gypsy woman, how come you know so much? Think you're so connected, but you're out of touch with my mind. And she said it again. She said you run with wild women, smoking too much weed, and if the cocaine don't kill you, cheap whiskey will. You'll never tame those wild women, they'll only bring you pain. They'll ride you till you're broke, son, leave you in chains. Hey, gypsy woman, looks like you know me so well. I can give up the cocaine and the women, but the weed and the whiskey gonna send me straight to hell.
Big Willie Palmer doing tonight with Big Willie and Mark. So that last line you sang on that song, does that usually get a good crowd response? And people going, yeah, that's me.
You know who the partiers are when we get to the end there. That'll get a couple of woohoos.
Well, I bet that's good for a few beer orders and a few tips in the tip jar. So, a great line, a great song. So, how many songs have you written, would you estimate, and how many do you think you perform out?
Oh, gosh.
In your repertoire?
Well, so I'm book learned. Never had no, like, real teacher until YouTube come along. I took a couple of YouTube lessons, I guess. But I read a couple books about songwriting. And one of the books I read said you got to write 100 songs. And so I have... And basically, it was like you got to write 100 songs so you can get some good ones, right? So I've probably written close to that many. I've written a lot, but most of them are awful. And as far as ones that are played out, there's probably 30 or 40 that do get played out on a regular between Mad Dog Blues and the stuff that Mark and I do, and there's 30 or 40 originals that are getting played often and out.
I've heard Jacob Dylan say that too, that you got to write 100 songs to even get to like one good one. You know,
it's basically one guy put it this way: you got to get it through all the bad ones so you can find a good one. You know,
and then
I've been inspired by so many great songwriters. One like clear inspiration is John Prine. For his last record, his wife and his producer put him in a hotel room for a weekend with shoeboxes of his notes and said, "We'll see you Monday, write an album." And that's how John Prine wrote his last album before
really?
He passed. And it was such a great story and so now, you know, being a songwriter for a few years, I got shoeboxes full of notes. And, you know, song ideas you write down. You kind of think of the world a little different. When you start writing songs, everything's a song. Like our friend Larry, once in a while, plays harmonica with us, and he's back in Massachusetts right now. They're on Cape Cod, and Larry messed up his foot, and so I wrote him a song sitting on the porch having coffee with my wife the other day because he's complaining about having the boot on, you know. So it's like, got 2 weeks in the boot, got 3 to go. You know, just whatever. It's stuff like that. You know, it's just sitting it. You want to get in the ocean, but the doc says no. But
it's good.
So yeah. Now everything is truly. I found my passion late in life, but I found what I really love to do is write music.
Yeah. Do you write songs too, Mark?
Yeah. I have a tape recorder full of ideas, and I've fleshed out probably 25 of them over the last, I don't know, probably about 15 of them the last 4 years, and then the previous years probably like 10 of them. So I have about 25 working songs, but I've just like him. I'm sort of a late bloomer. I'm not a late bloomer to playing the guitar and listening and learning. When we were doing the Can of Mine stuff, you know, for all those years. And even going back to the Mad Dog days, Kate Kaiser was playing over at the Boulder Outlook, and we were in a trio together, actually a four-piece. And we must have learned probably 100 cover songs in those, like, 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
And then I probably learned about 200 or 300 more in the next, like, 5 or 6 years, and I used to just constantly rotate them, at the Can of Mine. And then I think when the pandemic hit, there was nowhere to go play open mics, so there was no impetus to sit around and learn Little Feet songs and, you know, Jackson Browne songs and that sort of thing. And I really did start to try to focus on my own stuff. And so now when I go out, it's almost like I remember the old cover songs, but I would have to go back and work on them a little bit versus like the new stuff that I'm writing. And I think both of us are kind of in tandem in that way, as far as like he picked up the guitar later in life, but we both started picking up songwriting serious, like just trying to make something happen probably in the last
six years.
Yeah. Mine comes sporadically depending on who I'm playing with.
Mm-hmm.
I'll write stuff and bring it to the Mad Dog Blues Band, and you know, I'll get a couple songs in per performance, but we're all open like that. And and he wants to hear what we have. And
I like Mad Dog.
That's why Mad Dog is a great encourager. With the band.
He is an encourager. I mean, that's how we found Kara Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And he encouraged her.
Yeah.
And now she's playing out a lot.
Yeah.
Regularly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
No, and that's just part of the wonderful community of musicians that we have. So Mark and I both live in Lafayette.
Okay.
And just a wonderful community of musicians in Lafayette, whether it's, you know, Mark actually just did a great, he's very modest. He's a wonderful songwriter. He just did a house concert a little while back. That was all his originals, and that was really well received and just great. But between parties, house concerts, jams, I mean, just the musical community that we have in Lafayette is just second to none as far as just there's so many talented people.
Nice. Yeah.
And everybody's motivating everybody else to, like, go out and find gigs and make a name for themselves and start writing.
Oh, that's cool.
I have people coming up to me asking about how I play guitar, and I'm trying to show them stuff, and that everyone kind of motivates everybody else, which is really cool, which I'm glad we live in the space that we do, because it's, Lafayette's just kind of in the middle of all the other suburbs, and it's got this cool little artsy thing going on, so.
And the Muse, I mean, that's a good place, too.
Yeah. It is, yeah. And well, in all the venues, I will shout out to the venues in Lafayette. East Simpson Coffee has music, and Cannon Mine's doing music again. Liquid Mechanics is always doing music up there in Front Range Brewery. And so we just got a bunch of, you know, great supporters of live music in the community that are having musicians.
This would be a good time to talk about the big Mapleton Hill Porch Festival that you're going to be involved with.
So, yeah, this has been, so this summer, Big Daddy's like, what, you know, you're not doing a whole lot. I'm like, this has been kind of a summer, a little bit of a hiatus for myself to take some time and slow down and write and have a little more time with my instrument and myself. So I haven't been as busy this year as with the last, even through the pandemic, 20 and 21, I've just been so, you know, honored by all you people that are out there supporting live music and musicians to be able to get out through that, those whole couple of really rough years. But so there's not a lot going on in August, but in September, we're the September 18th, everybody mark this on your calendars, of course, it's the Mapleton Porch Concert Series, Mapleton Porch Fest. You can Google that, find their website. It's on September 18th, 1 to 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark and I played the Porch Fest the first time last year with our bass player, John Hernandez, will be with us on that one as well. And John's another one that I met from the Nasal Ridge Pickers from the Bluegrass group. But yeah, the three of us will be there for that. And 1 to 4:30, there'll be 20 bands on Mapleton Hill. If you guys aren't familiar with what this whole thing is, pretty much every block up on Mapleton will have a band on a porch. And KGNU will be there in the early slot, the first like 1 to 2:30 or something like that.
Okay.
George will be up there live streaming one of the bands from the porch. But it's just such a fun show. Last year was our first time that we got to do it, and we were on this great porch, and our host was so awesome. And I guess I got to share this because it was just so much fun that she told us after we were done playing, she goes, I've had a band on my porch from the beginning. It started in 2000. So it's been going on for 20 years because 2020 didn't happen. So I guess this year would be like the 21st anniversary, something like that. But Joy says to us, she goes, I've had a band on my porch since the beginning. She goes, Bill, she goes, this is the first time I've had people dancing in my yard and dancing in the street. And we were thrilled. There was about 50 people hanging out.
Yeah, it was a nice turnout. It was really cool.
That's a lot.
I was very surprised.
To be on a porch and in the lawn in somebody's front yard.
Oh, it was just so much fun. So, but yeah, that's September 18th. Everybody write that down. 1 to 4:30, Mapleton Hill. There'll be food trucks on the west end. Your bicycle is a great way to get around the neighborhood and listen to the bands.
Sure, yeah, because I imagine there'll be a lot of cars there. And
well, it's kind of hard to drive through the neighborhood when everything's going on. So kind of plan on maybe parking and walking for the event. And if you bring your bike, that's a great way to get around and listen to the bands.
And you have two gigs coming up at Front Range?
At Front Range. So the birthday party, that's on September 24th.
Oh, really?
And so I turn... boy, am I allowed to say this on the air? I turned 60. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
But we'll have the big band, the B&L Railroad, and it's a six-piece drums. That's when we'll get electric and loud. And that's at Front Range Brewery on September 24th. And then we'll actually be back there at the brewery again the following week on October 1st. But that'll just be me and Mark.
And is that in Lafayette?
Yes, and that is in Lafayette.
Do you have an address for that place?
I don't. It's in the district. Which is, if everybody knows where Jack's Ranch and Home is, it's on the back side of that building.
Okay. All right.
And that's a really fun one.
Let's give a shout out to our great engineering team of George and the always electrifying high voltage Dr. Decibel.
Decibel, yes.
Yes. Who was in here while we were fixing something. Yeah. So
he put another, he pointed something at me.
It was a camera. All right. So we have 10 more minutes left. So.
Right on. Well, so this next song we're going to do is a collaboration. Let's do What's Your Name? My buddy, another Lafayette musician, one of the jam crew, Ed Goulet, wrote this song with me.
Nice.
It's called What's Your Name?
She came into the night. I knew it then. I tried to put up a fight. Couldn't win with those big brown eyes that wicked grin. I felt my temperature rise. She walked right in. Lucky stars still shining down on me. She walked into the night like it's meant to be. I've never been here before. Now I can see. I can clearly see her walking to me. In my mind I hear her talking to me. I got questions. Tell me what's your name. She came into the night. I knew it then. tried to put up a fight. I couldn't win with those big brown eyes, that wicked grin. Felt my temperature rise. She walked right in.
Big Willie Duel tonight.
This next one I want to put out for my wife. I wrote this for her.
When you close your eyes, will you dream of me tonight? Will I fill the empty spaces in your mind? Will your dreams reveal all the magic that's concealed when the starlight fades and you open up your eyes? It's all so real. What your dreams can make you feel, they reveal the hidden places in between. The ones you find in the corners of your mind, waiting for you when you close your eyes. Close your eyes. Do you dream in black and white? Do you see colors flowing in the sky? Does it seem complete? Or is it bittersweet when the starlight fades and the sun shines in your eyes? Close your eyes. Will you dream of me tonight? Will I fill the empty places in your mind? Will your dreams reveal all the magic that's concealed when the starlight fades and the sun shines in your eyes? When the starlight fades and you open up your eyes.
Ah, that was beautiful. Man, that was great.
Thank you.
Big Willie Palmer duel tonight with Mark Kazarowski. And what a wonderful hour. It just sped by. It went by so fast.
Yeah, I can't even believe it's been an hour.
Yeah. So thank you very much. And we want to thank everybody for listening to tonight's broadcast of Cabaret. And you can also find listen to it again on our afterfm.com and find Tuesday and find schedule, find Tuesday, and then find Cabaret. So thank you very much. And we go now to Corriente. Yeah. Vámonos. Arriba.
Hey, everybody. It's Scott Travis with Judas Priest. You're listening to KGNU. Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location. Located at 1646 Pearl Street and open daily at 11 a.m. More information at ParadiseFoundRecordsMusic.com or by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from Rebecca's Herbal Apothecary and Supply, connecting our community with botanical medicine products for those seeking to reclaim their health and our collective environment. More information can be found at RebeccasHerbs.com.
This is William with Phantom Power Collective. Stay tuned for Corriente on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
En cualquier estado que usted se encuentre, buenas noches, buenas tardes, buenas mañanas o buenas afternoons. Ahora le presentamos este producto que viene desde lo más profundo de nuestros corazones. Es un proyecto que ha tomado dedicación, pero viene de lo más profundo de cada uno de nosotros. Experimentando con ritmo y sentimientos, sentimientos que se han podido transmitir a la música, por esta música con cultura, música con dedicación. Por favor, continuemos con la música.